Welcome. This week, the Supreme Court banned the sale of firecrackers in the National Capital Region in an attempt to tackle the spike in toxic smog that we see enveloping the capital at this time of the year, which, if you remember, last year led to the closure of schools, power stations and construction sites. Last year, post-Diwali, an emergency was declared in the capital as Delhi became a gas chamber. Will this year be any different? Though the elderly, the children and those suffering from chronic respiratory and cardiac problems are particularly at risk, pollution is a great equalizer. It doesn't differentiate between the rich and the poor, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh or Christian lungs. If you live in the National Capital Region, spending a day outdoors now is said to be equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes. You think I'm being dramatic? Well, let's try and find out from the doctors, lawyers, experts and government representatives we have on the show today. But I want to start with Gauri Rao, because the court was hearing a public interest lawsuit brought in the name of three toddlers, children, asking for the basic right to life, a requirement of life that is basic clean air. Gauri, you're the mother of one of these petitioners. Why did you go to court and what was the logic of using the children to file this petition?
Hi Sarah, thanks so much for asking me that. I think after we had our children, even though we've lived in the city for a very long time, we were particularly aware of the effect and the ill effects of pollution on the health of our children and on our, actually everyone living in the NCR. Children are a particularly vulnerable group, and that's why we went in the names of the three toddlers. It is not like the rest of the people living in NCR or even in this room, the elderly were not affected. It was just because they are particularly vulnerable to the ill effects of pollution that we filed a petition in their name. And we did not go only with a view to seeking a ban on firecrackers. I think there is a lot of misinformation out there about our petition. And our petition went in a bid. It was a last bid effort as lawyers. Five of the six petitioners' parents are lawyers. And we went to try and get a mandate. We tried to get support from all the agencies involved through the courts to try and clean the air of the city. We had 12 demands, one of which was to ban firecrackers. The other were to regulate stubble burning, to pave the roads. It is so important for the city to have public transportation that works.
So you had many demands, but the court picked on the firecracker ban.
So how
crucial is this? You're right. There is more than one reason for the pollution, right? We can't say it's only firecrackers.
Agreed.
So how important is the firecracker issue compared to everything else? So do they all have to work hand in hand together?
Absolutely. I think that's our view. Everything needs to work hand in hand. I don't think we think that, or anybody suggests that firecrackers is the main reason for pollution. But there are two critical aspects with respect to firecrackers that we need to bear in mind. As the doctors on this panel and various doctors have said through the last few weeks, the effect that the firecracker pollution has on our health in the 1 week or 10 days post Diwali, it is irreversible. The number of cancer cases, asthma cases, all other cases related to ill effects of health, sort of air pollution on our health, has gone up dramatically.
Okay, I'm confused. We have a doctor here. We'll ask a doctor. But from what I understand, the Supreme Court has basically said we need to do this. Yeah. This is an experiment. We're only doing it for this year. It's not permanent. It's not long term. And we need to do it in order to see if there's any correlation between pollution and the burning of crackers, bursting of crackers, right?
Yes. So I don't think that even the Supreme Court needs experts to determine whether or not there is a correlation. I think there's enough evidence out there that even the people on this panel and the doctors can give us that pollution definitely has, crackers have a direct effect on the pollution levels in the city. The court is using this as a test case to ascertain the extent of that level. So, you know, to see whether or not a permanent ban needs to be in place and for how long. And that's why the previous order had talked about graded measures. But this order, rightly so, I think they decided it is a health crisis and we needed an absolute ban. I know there's also talk in the media about how if you bought crackers before a certain date, you're permitted to burst them. And I think that goes completely against the spirit of the order. I would appeal to everyone, including those who have bought crackers, not to burst a single cracker this Diwali, because the court is trying to ascertain and the citizens are trying to ascertain what is the direct impact of this on our health.
And okay.
I'm sure it is severe.
There are some who disagree. And
sure.
One of them is Ishkaran Bhandari, who's also a lawyer in the Supreme Court. You disagree, Ishkaran. Why?
I disagree with it very strongly, because I feel that it's a selective targeting. I have never heard a media channel run a campaign on treeless Christmas or bloodless Eid. you somehow don't hear that. And if you see studies, not by me, by Harvard, by Michigan University, they say that leave alone the natural trees, the artificial trees have PVC, which is non-biodegradable. They have lead. And this is sold in millions, 50 million, I think, in Europe, 35 million in US. And these are harmful products, but you will never hear that. Recently, Bombay High Court allowed slaughtering of goats in a housing society. Other members of the housing society went and said, there is blood, blood is going to flow, there is going to be carcass, we don't want that. Some
but
of them were vegetarian.
I just want to clarify one thing. This Supreme Court order came post Diwali when we saw such a horrific state of affairs where no people could not breathe, there was such bad smog. That's when the court order came, which means since then we've had Christmas, we've had Eid, we've had Onam, we've had all these festivals, and nobody's been allowed to burst crackers.
But
so it's disingenuous to say it's just like pre-Diwali, if that's what you're implying.
Anyways, you won't burst crackers on Eid, so it is irrelevant there. But as it is, I was saying,
then why
even on this, even on this pollution aspect, in 2003, the government only, I think the MCD, said that bursting of crackers is going to kill mosquitoes and prevent dengue. So they said, no, you go ahead and burst that. So there are two views possible on that, and this is not my view.
Okay.
This is the MCD view, they must have the panel, they must have study. That's their view. I'm not quoting my view here, right?
So okay, there are two views. That's the problem is there are two views. Are we going to agree on anything? Jyoti, would you like to come in here? You're the co-founder of Care for Air, right? It's an organization that's dedicated to increasing the awareness of air pollution. And your task is to increase awareness of everybody who may be choosing to burst crackers this Diwali. What would you say in response?
So first I want to say that this MCD order of killing the mosquitoes, obviously anything that kills mosquitoes is also going to affect. I mean, even when you have spraying for mosquitoes, that is affecting our lungs. So definitely bursting crackers are going to kill the mosquitoes, and then they're going to kill the rest of us. So in addition to PM 2.5, which is, as we all know by now, it is no longer a matter of opinion. It's a matter of fact that it kills us. It's irreversible. It sits in our lungs and just never goes away. In addition to that, you have sulfur, all these other metals, which are additionally there in fireworks. And everybody talks about firecrackers being part of the Diwali traditions. I am a practicing Hindu. I have never known of Diwali in the old days being part of or firecrackers being part of anything. It is a Chinese invention. It has been brought into our country, and Hindus maybe at an earlier stage decided to burst firecrackers. But I think the Supreme Court has been fair. It has come up with this order after Diwali last year, where, as you pointed out, everybody has had to abide by that law, and I think everybody should.
So I don't know why this debate is becoming so religious. Most things in this country now seem to just finally go down to religion. But I want to ask you about the fact that it's not just Diwali, right? It's not just crackers. There's vehicular pollution. There's industrial pollution. What about all of this? Will you respond to that?
Yes, all of that I think needs to be addressed. I think, in fact, even when you shut down power plants, I think, I'm not sure if it is well known that we are using pet coke, which is one of the most polluting sources of coal. And that should also be, and people are using that because it's cheaper in the industries. There are so many different ways when, even as citizens, I think this needs to come from every direction. As citizens, we need to compost. When we talk about growing trees, there are also going to be leaves there. We need to compost those leaves. As when you talk of vehicular pollution, we're thinking of public transport. How do I get out there and use public transport when there aren't enough buses? I would like to do that. I think this has been a failure of not just legislators, but it has also been the failure of enforcement in every angle. There are already laws on construction, I think building norms, etc. They ask you to have coverings when you are constructing to wet the waste. None of that is being done. And I think it's the enforcement of these things also that needs to be.
Which is why the Supreme Court had to step in, and then you could have a debate on overreach, but they had to step in because the laws weren't being enforced. But I saw this gentleman, he's sitting behind you, and he was nodding vociferously when Ishkaran was speaking. Sir, what's your name?
I'm Jai Kishan, I'm a fireworks dealer. Madam, actually three reports are there. NGT report is there.
Mm-hmm.
Eight hazardous items are there. We are not there in the state. Fireworks submission is only 2.5%, 365 days, only for 4 hours. Our submission is 2.5% in this.
But
no IIT report, IIT report mein fireworks ka kahin naam nahi hai. Sahar ki report mein bhi
Farvek. But sir, you live in this city.
Yes, yes, yes.
You've lived here in Delhi. You've seen what it was like post Diwali. You must have kids. You have grandchildren.
Surely,
I just have a simple question. We all have a right to earn a living and provide for our families, correct? But surely the importance of living and breathing clean air, wouldn't that take precedence for you, let's say?
No. अब फायरवर्क से हटा के और चीज़ें भी देखिए ना आप, अभी पराली जल रही है,
हाँ जी,
पैट कोक जो है इंडस्ट्रियल फ्यूल के लिए यूज़ किया जा रहा है, ओजीएल में आ रहा है फ्री, कोई गवर्नमेंट उसको चेक नहीं कर रही है, किसी ने भी उसके बारे में बोला नहीं है। पैट कोक जो है इंडस्ट्रियल फ्यूल के यूज़ हो रहा है और सबसे ज़्यादा पॉल्यूशन उससे हो रहा है, बिल्कुल थिक काला धुआं निकलता है उसका। आप कभी नरैना बवाना नरेला इधर जाके देखिए, रात को ऐसे हो जाता है जैसे धुंध आ गई हो।
मगर शुरुआत तो कहीं से तो होनी चाहिए, नहीं सर? और दिवाली के टाइम
हाँ, शुरुआत इसलिए क्योंकि
जैसे अब हम कह रहे हैं कि हम प्रेशर कुकर में रह रहे हो और आप हीट और बढ़ा रहे हो।
नहीं मैडम, ऐसा है वो जो एक दिन का है ना सिर्फ,
हाँ जी।
अच्छा, फिर हमको आप रेगुलेट भी कर सकते हैं क्योंकि हम तो गवर्नमेंट बॉडी ने हमें लाइसेंस दिया हुआ है,
हाँ जी।
जो केमिकल हमें बताए गए चार, वही चार केमिकल हम डाल रहे हैं और जो गवर्नमेंट साइज देती है वही साइज के पटाखे हम बनाते हैं, कोई उससे बड़े नहीं बनाते, कोई उससे अलग नहीं बनाते।
हो रही है
तो हम तो मान रहे हैं उसको, लेकिन बंद करना तो कोई वो नहीं था ना एकदम से। 12 सितंबर को आप हमें खोल रहे हैं, 12 सितंबर को लोगों ने इन्वेस्ट कर दिया और 9 अक्टूबर को आपने उसे बंद कर दिया।
मिस्टर सुब्रमण्यम, यू हैव बीन द चेयरपर्सन ऑफ द हाई लेवल कमेटी कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड टू रिव्यू एंड सजेस्ट अमेंडमेंट्स इन एनवायरमेंट रिलेटेड लॉज। व्हाट दिस जेंटलमैन हियर इज सेइंग, it's very ad hoc, they're being cracked down upon, others are being allowed to continue to pollute, there just isn't an overall policy that cracks down and looks at this problem as seriously as they should be.
Look, I think he is right to a very small extent, mm-hmm. but we have to look at the totality of the picture. I'm an old man, round the year I have a problem. After Diwali, the next month is horrible for me, for my lung, I've got a problem. I bet there are a million people, for various reasons, I'm continuing to stay here, number one. Number two, the ban primarily is not the job of the court. The court's job is to enforce Article 21, which is for everybody, which is a fundamental right. It's the job of the government. But tell me, has the Environment Ministry got a white paper on the subject? For the last 5 years, 6 years, we are the most polluted city in the world. And very soon we're going to have Agra, Kanpur, Calcutta all to be polluted. Is Kejriwal came in for exactly 1 month, found on odd even, found it had no benefit on his politics, he withdrew. MCD doesn't care. Petroleum Ministry doesn't care. Industry Ministry doesn't care. Nobody. Who is to care here? This complete abject failure of government, I agree with him to this extent. There should be a policy, should be a credible policy, there should be a white paper, it should say what is the role, number one, what the causes are. Number two, how to address them, your 3-year plan, 5-year plan or whatever, all of them should be there. I think this is a warning shot correctly fired by the Supreme Court, saying that you are not doing your job, you completely forgotten your job, therefore I am forcing you to think about it and come out here. This I think is a message that we are getting it here. But there is no question that patakas are disastrous. So any policy which is going to have cadmium and magnesium and calcium and all, it has to go, number one. Number two, it is not the job of Harshavardhan to manufacture chemical-less patakas. His job is to maintain the environment. He is not doing that. He is talking about manufacture this, do that, etc., etc. He's going, basically, government has failed. And I think the public should know that. They have to pay the penalty for it.
And we are the let's go across. We have Yogita here from the BJP. Ma'am, would you respond to this? What is the government doing? It's very easy to blame the court for overreach. But the point is, we're in the situation today because the government has not done enough. Of the top most polluted cities in the world, most of them are Indian cities. So this is a national problem.
I respect the Supreme Court's ne jo kaha, uske respect karti hun, samman karti hun. But uske saath ye bhi kehti hun कि जो सर ने कहा कि क्या ये एक हफ्ते पहले होना चाहिए था, इट इज़ नॉट राइट। और पोल्यूशन जो है, एनवायरनमेंट जो है, उसके लिए सिर्फ क्रैकर्स से हम 100% एनवायरनमेंट को ठीक कर लेंगे?
बैन तो नवंबर लास्ट ईयर से ही है ना,
बैन हुआ पर लाइसेंस तो दिया गया ना, लाइसेंस बीच में दिए गए
12 सितंबर को, आई जस्ट वांटेड लाइसेंस दे दिए गए।
मेरा क्वेश्चन यही है, मैं सम्मान करती हूँ, बट मेरा क्वेश्चन ये है कि आपने सितंबर में लाइसेंस क्यों दिए? और सेकेंडली, इन्वायरमेंट को बचाने के लिए हम सबको कोशिश करनी चाहिए, सिर्फ मेरे को नहीं, हर एक को, एक परिवार से शुरू होना चाहिए, फिर वो समाज में जाएगी, फिर किसी पार्टी पे, फिर देश में, घर से शुरू करना चाहिए।
नहीं नहीं, घर से शुरू करेंगे, घर से सरकार क्या कर रही है?
क्रैकर्स बैन हुए, क्रैकर्स बैन हुए, जलाने में बैन नहीं हुए ना, सिर्फ सेल बैन हुआ।
बट माय क्वेश्चन पॉइंट इज दिस,
जलाने पे बैन नहीं हुआ,
जलाने पे बैन क्यों नहीं हुआ?
व्हेन वी हैड डीमोनेटाइजेशन, एवरीबॉडी हैड टू टेक अ पिंच, टेक अ दिवाली फॉर द ग्रेटर गुड ऑफ द नेशन। राइट नाउ लेट मी आस्क, वी हैव द ट्रेडर्स एसोसिएशन हियर, मिस्टर प्रवीण खंडेलवाल, नेशनल जनरल सेक्रेटरी ऑफ सीएआईटी, कन्फेडरेशन ऑफ All India Traders Association. Sir, you also petitioned the Supreme Court asking for this ban to be removed. But it is a matter of the greater good of the community. There's always going to be some pros and some cons.
Well, let me first make it very clear that I am as concerned as any other citizen about the environment and pollution.
Then why did you go to court and try to petition to get this ban removed?
Because the order of the court was infringing...
Excellent political statement. Badiya.
The traders went to the court because the order of the Supreme Court was infringing our fundamental right guaranteed under the Constitution of India.
Which is the right to work? Conducting
legitimate business activities.
Okay.
Making firecracker or selling firecracker is a legitimate business activity as of now, till date.
I think it's a statutory right or a fundamental right?
It's a statutory right.
It's a statutory right.
It's a lawyer.
That's fine. It's a statutory right. So I just wanted to correct you. I was unclear. Carry on.
Okay.
Not a fundamental right. Right to life and air is a fundamental right.
No, okay. Right to work is also a fundamental right.
Okay. But every right is subject to reasonable restrictions. That's right, and I think that is where the court is
but,
coming from.
But I'm sorry to say that subject can't be applied when you want and when you don't want, you don't apply. My point is, Dr. Gauri was saying that Supreme Court will make a study. I'm unable to understand what will be that study is. When sale is banned, bursting of cracker is not banned. It is very easy for the people, those who want to burst the crackers, to just go few miles from the city and get the crackers and burst the crackers. And it will happen. So the basic object of the Supreme Court will be defeated. My point is, I have a question not on the integrity of the Supreme Court, but on the timings of the order. In furtherance of order of the Honorable Supreme Court of September 12, we were given the licenses. Just 7 days before, you took the licenses. Just 7 days before. And you have deprived thousands and thousands of persons in the country of their livelihood. Firecracking is a seasonal business.
Okay, let me, Gauri, will you respond to this quickly? We say this is for the benefit of society overall, but aren't traders, etc., also part of society?
I agree. I respectfully agree that everyone has a right to work and that you are probably, as of now, legally entitled to manufacture firecrackers. There are reasonable restrictions on every most fundamental rights in our constitution.
Them.
And this is considered to be a health crisis. This is an emergency situation in which case a restriction has been imposed. In terms of whether there are loopholes in the order, yes, definitely. Citizens, if they
Without giving me the reason, without without having a thought of my livelihood,
that is not correct. That is not true at all.
She has said that there are loopholes in this.
There has been a ban for a year.
But let her finish. Just as we waited for you to speak, let her finish, sir.
Thank you. There has been a ban for a year. It was temporarily lifted. The reason it was lifted was because at that point, the Supreme Court believed that there was not enough evidence, there was not enough research to directly link it. What they did not realize, and the reason that the ban was reimposed, was not because the Supreme Court changed its mind. There was a CPCB study that was conducted in 1997, that is 20 years ago, that talked about the ill effects on health in Delhi as a result of firecrackers. It talked about sulfur, it talked about the impact that firecrackers have on our health. This was not disclosed to the court. When the court realized that this information was out there, these studies were done, the Supreme Court does not wake up one morning and decide that this is what they want to do. This petition has been in the court for 2 years. There are lots of demands in this petition. Clean fuel, stop crop burning. These are all demands that we have made. These are all demands that are being addressed. This is an interim order. It has not come as a surprise. It has not come as a shock. In fact, everyone living in this room who breathes the air knows that this is a much needed demand and step for today. And that's why the court rightly stepped in and took a very hard decision. It did not mean to take away livelihood without giving people notice. But sometimes drastic action requires drastic measures. And
the Supreme Court itself said this is an extreme step. What we need is a greater response. Mr. Khandelwal, respond here. You said this has deprived thousands of a livelihood. But many would say, sir, there's always a trade-off. Last year, we had an emergency situation in Delhi. They shut down the Badarpur power plants. They stopped construction. There is going to be an economic setback to somebody or the other. Whether it's the trading community, whether it's the construction workers, whether it's the builders, somebody is going to have to take a hit, right?
I am in full agreement of the demands made by Dr. Gauri in her petition. We are on the same page. My point is, why, because of the fault of the government or government agencies, why I am being penalized, which is the law. Which is the law? The persons, those who are at the helm of affairs, you are not penalizing them.
So you're and saying who is selling just outside the border of Delhi NCR can sell, but you, because your shop is on inside, is affected.
And there is a clear cut.
Illogical.
And there is a clear. I'm sorry to say, there is a clear cut discrimination between the two traders of the same country by our own Supreme Court, who is the guardian of the law.
Okay, two traders, same country, different states,
I am at a disadvantageous position comparison to the trader who is out of Delhi NCR.
Go ahead, yes, sir.
Two things. I've been part of many government decisions, taxation, bans. There are always gainers and losers. When Bihar banned liquor, there are hundreds of thousands of people went
GST.
Of job. All over GST, everywhere, all over. But really, we should not be discussed the Supreme Court, because firstly, their intentions are extremely honorable. Number two, they are doing the right thing. Number three, they are saying it is not their job to experiment, etc. It is the government's job. Really, we are not highlighting what the fundamental issue here is, that 10 years,
government
have ignored it. 10 years, I'm not talking about BJP. I'm talking 10 years, government have ignored the problem. It is a looming crisis. Now, if you don't do something now, this is going to come to 20 other cities in India in the next 10 years' time. So we are in the middle of a crisis right now.
The crisis is before us. Haryana, Chhattisgarh.
The warning shot has been given to the Supreme Court. Please do something about it. Don't say, tu mepe wo karega, ye karega, Chief Minister karega, Government of India karega. I think this is a warning shot.
Yes.
Frankly, in the larger country's context, I greatly feel that you have suffered, yes. But I think that this is not a larger issue. The issue is much larger. The health of the people. This is for the government to realize education and public health are the most important things in India. I think this is a warning shot giving this message.
Well, we do have the government here. We have AAP and the BJP. Let's go across to others. You're with the AAP. In 1952, we saw the Great Smog in London. It led to some 12,000 deaths. After that, we saw policy change. We saw the Clean Air Act come in. We saw changes in how people live, how they cook, how they, you know, the modes of transportation in the city. We saw a similar situation in Delhi last year. There was so much outrage and there was no action by our government. What has the AAP government done?
So
what happened to those buses that we were promised?
So well,
yet we're seeing now metro prices are going up.
So well, a couple of things. Of course, you know, there are challenges infrastructurally. Delhi or other large cities have lagged far behind. I won't get into minute details. The metro fare has been hiked and, you know, most of us are aware that the government of Delhi has been fighting against that hike. Or for the fact that the proposal of the buses has been delayed for over 16 months at the LG's office. But I won't get into all of that. I think clearly the Supreme Court's intentions are totally, completely honourable. And we need to certainly ensure that as per the directions of Supreme Court, policies are not only framed, but as per the directions, they are implemented and ensured. Towards that, the government is now putting together teams which will fan out and make sure that at least sale of crackers is not permitted within the NCR. At the same time, I think we continuously come and keep falling in the same problem where we tend to keep plucking people out who fall into the river, not understanding that why do they fall in the first place. So I think it's a universal challenge and the stakeholders are many. Government is one. Of course, people are the other, agencies are the third, and so on and so forth. I think there's a change in the view of people which is required. Sale has been disallowed, but let us wait and see how many people actually desist from bursting crackers. Because till the time you don't change the mindset of the people, so that's why I said, you know, all stakeholders require a change of view. The Supreme Court has taken the lead, government should follow, But policy, bureaucracy, administration, and the citizens also need to understand and make sure that that order is followed in letter and spirit, not just for now, but for a much larger perspective.
But Yogita ji, when the problem of toxicity of our air is so strong, can we just leave it to the individuals? Don't we need some top-down action? Doesn't the government need to act?
This is the only one way out to save the environment? Only crackers?
What way have you given us? What has the government done?
Dekhi, government is planting trees.
Kahan pe plant kiye trees?
In Delhi, we have planted more than 1 lakh trees in last month.
And what's happened? In the last month.
Yeah.
So these trees are magically sprouted.
We are doing it. Even we are encouraging people to go by public transport. Even Pradhan Mantri ji ne kaha. उन्होंने कहा कि आप एक दिन साइकिल चलाइए, एक दिन पब्लिक ट्रांसपोर्ट यूज करिए, बट ये सब कुछ करना एक दिन में हो जाएगा क्या?
मैम, हम कह रहे हैं कि 3 साल में नहीं हुआ है, क्या किया है आप दोनों के बीच में? आप हमें बताइए, व्हाट हैव यू डन दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट का लाइव्स बेटर इन दिल्ली?
दिल्ली में गवर्नमेंट किसकी है?
Our
policy makers, the implementation is done by the Delhi government.
My question to you is not about Delhi. My question to you is, is there a priority given to the environment? We are focusing on business. The Prime Minister is saying we want foreign direct investment foreigners to come to India, come work in India. We have somebody here, Michael. You are the South Asia correspondent for The Guardian. Our Prime Minister says, come to India. We will ease bureaucracy. We will make things easier for you to do business. Do you think foreigners would want to come and work here?
I mean, I would say that Delhi is one of the world's great cities. India is one of the world's great countries and civilizations. But living in this capital is a health hazard. And that's not my opinion. That's the science. Delhi is a dangerous city to live in. There are embassies that class Delhi as far as a risk factor alongside Baghdad and Kabul. Now, that sounds absurd until you start looking at the science around air pollution. Living in this city, people say, scientists say, takes 2 hours off your life every single day. You've already said it's like smoking a packet of cigarettes each day. Now, that is becoming well known. It's becoming well known that the air in this city is not normal. It's extremely unhealthy. And I think as far as trying to attract people to live here, it's going to be a very hard sell because there's a mismatch between what we understand about the air and the way that many legislators regard it. People don't seem to understand that Delhi, not just at Diwali, all year round, is in a public health crisis. Today, before Diwali, the levels of PM2.5 are 189, the upper limit for safety, the absolute upper limit.
330 today.
The upper limit is 60. It's 60. And today,
Michael, why are you here then, for example?
Why am I here?
Yes.
Because it's an incredibly fascinating country. This is the best story in the world to be covering.
So it's a trade-off, and you're willing to let your health be affected by this?
Sure, yeah.
So as a foreigner, I just want to check, as a foreigner here in India, is this considered a hardship posting? Do you get a higher salary than your other colleagues would in other countries?
I feel like I should ask my bosses now for a higher salary. But there are certain accountings made for the fact that it's a dangerous place.
IFS, they get higher salaries in Delhi. IFS.
Is it because of pollution?
All foreign diplomats in Delhi, all of them, it is classified C or D, and therefore they get much higher than in other places.
But is that because of pollution?
No, because of Delhi traffic, Delhi as a whole, Delhi.
Okay.
Delhi.
Quality of life in Delhi.
Quality of life in Delhi.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that, yes. The reason I'm here, I guess, is because it's a fascinating place to be. And to be in the midst of this debate, to see the way that this debate, what it tells you about India. The fact that, to me as an outsider, when I saw the Supreme Court order, I was cheered by it. It was fantastic that it felt like finally someone is standing up and recognising that this is a crisis and taking one small step towards solving it. And I must say, it's kind of bemusing to see it interpreted as an issue of religion, as if Hindu lungs and Muslim lungs are different, as if people are all not suffering equally. So I must say, as an outsider, it's extremely unusual for me to see the way this debate has been immediately turned into one about, into a communal issue. I don't understand that,
because as an Indian, you'll normally be told, oh, you're Muslim or you're Christian or whatever it is. That's why you're saying this. So I'm glad you raised that. But we have a doctor here. Since people say this, are Hindu lungs, Muslim lungs, Christian lungs different? Please explain.
You know, first
because
of
clearly
all,
this is targeted at Hinduism.
Can I say something else as well?
Please do.
You know, the Prime Minister for the last 4 years has been saying Swachh Bharat. Swachh Bharat is not possible without Swachh air.
Yes.
You know, if you can't breathe, how will you live? First, you have to live in a Swachh Bharat. So I think it is very important. The problem, I've been listening to all this, the problem with the air pollution is it's not like an immediate effect. You know, whenever you are exposed, over the years when you get exposed to pollution, you get diseases. And the number of people suffering from respiratory diseases, cardiac diseases is very large. Many of them have suffered from because of air pollution. You know, when you go home, you get tired. You feel I'm tired because I had a work. You don't know that the carbon monoxide which you exposed when you were traveling, that has resulted in a fatigue. People are more fatigued. You ask a patient of asthma, they went to USA, they were all right. The moment they landed here, they had a problem. See, I'm happy this debate, this banning has occurred near Diwali. Otherwise, nobody would be talking about it because we are discussing this problem so that there should be ban forever. We have a right for a clean air.
You're speaking as a doctor, professionally?
Yes.
Irrespective of whatever your religion is?
Yes.
Okay.
The lung of a newborn is pink and at 20 years it is black. You can go to the net, you can see, we've seen during surgeries and when the Indian is being operated, the lungs are black. When a person from Uzbekistan or some other country, it's pink. So that is the effect. And you know, it takes away a lot of your life. You'll never come to know that it was a pollution.
And is this irreversible? Because here we're having Mr. Khandelwal, they're all saying, you know, why do it now? There's no study to prove this. Perhaps we could have not had a ban.
So there are n number of studies to say that air pollution causes a lot of respiratory diseases. It's one of the important cause in addition to smoking for chronic obstructive lung disease. And you don't need, and the newborns, pregnancy and the elderly, they are the maximum affected because they're the newborn, because lungs are developing, they don't reach that stage. And you know, the lung functions of Indians are 30% less than a counterpart in a Western world.
Dr. Chawla, we've been using the statistic that it's equivalent to smoking 20 cigarettes even if you're a non-smoker.
Yes.
So the relationship between lung cancer and smoking is proved, right?
Yes.
We know that. Is there a relationship now between pollution or breathing, poor quality air, toxic air, and lung cancer?
You know, because you see, to really say it scientifically, you need a cohort study. You need to take a cohort follow-up. The government, last 30 years, the media, everybody's making noise. Still, we don't come across a government-sponsored study on the effect of air pollution. Why don't we have that? Why don't we have a study during the people exposed to that and what happened to the lung functions before and after? See, the government has to come in because it doesn't impact. It doesn't impact the votes. It doesn't impact anything. So it just continues. So definitely, whether it's whichever religion you belong to, your lungs are going to get affected. You are going to feel horrible. You may not be able to see if you drive after that. And all that gas, if you can't see, it's going inside. It's definitely taking away the functions of your lung, which we'll not know today. You will know a few years later when you get some disease and your life is short.
Ishkaran, you want to respond? This is a doctor speaking professionally.
No,
this is a medical opinion.
I'm saying that only. See, between environment and business, widening the debate, getting it out of which religion it is, in US, there would be a Trumponian world, a view
well,
of the world, which would
be religion in the first place.
I'll bring that also in. You talk about Trump's view of the world, he will deny climate science or global warming, right? And he would still win because the American people will vote for him, right? A completely different climate view from a Democratic Party's view. And when I say religion comes into it, because if you ban Dahi Handi, the Supreme Court of India is deciding the height of a matka.
For the safety of a child.
I said why a communal angle comes as a part of the debate. It's happening outside the studio also. It's not that I am introducing a new topic. Communal debate is happening in newspapers and TV studios. Why? Because when you regulate Dahi Handi, then you regulate Jalkettu, which is an animal sport, where in India we allow slaughter of animals, all religions, people eat non-veg. So then those things start becoming a targeted attempt. So that debate would always occur then. But on pollution, we need to have a holistic policy, a trader. gets a license on 12th August or 12th September, stocks up, and at the last minute, his entire stock is redundant. Either he sells illegally now.
That's what Mr. Kandiwani
said. Either he sells illegally now. I don't know. Some traders will sell it illegally. That, or there will be less regulation, or people will bring it from outside Delhi. So at last minute, if you are cancelling a trader's license, that is not fair. And you're not compensating them. So all that has to be considered into the totality of the situation. And why are you targeting the most easy thing? I live in Delhi. I have no other place to live. I also want to breathe clean air. Everybody wants to breathe clean air. There are 12 points in the petition. All of that has to go holistically. But if you pick and choose at the last minute, that will lead to some resentment in people. And the studies are not clear yet. It is a 97 study, they are saying, which has cropped up.
Would you rather have health? Or would it's you not rather about, be it's able not about to rather, follow your religion?
It's not, firstly, it has to be proved conclusively what are the damages of a particular thing you're banning.
Okay, Pulash Mukherjee, you're with the Center for Science and Environment. It has to be proved conclusively, says Ishkaran, that there is a connection.
Like the doctor pointed out, there have been several studies that link different aspects of pollution, different sources. You talk about cars, you talk about industry, you talk about paddy burning, you talk about fireworks. Fireworks, there have been studies done by government agencies. Which have been time and again brought up to the CPCB. Unfortunately, in this case, the CPCB hasn't taken any efforts towards resolving those.
So it's not conclusive. That's my point.
Definitely, no, but conclusive.
I think there are
studies. Not conclusive.
I think we need to listen to the doctor here.
So there's a doctor here. I'm no expert. I give it to Dr. Chawla.
I just wanted to point out one short point. It took 75 years to conclusively prove the link between lung cancer and cigarettes.
Yes.
Already in India, all over the world, already in 20 years, the ill effects of GM crops have already come out here. So in other words, if we wait the next 100 years to conclusively to prove these things, this is a warning shot government should take heed, that's all.
We have the youth of India here. Are you willing to wait 20 years to try to see whether this actually affects your health and the health of your loved ones and your children? Ishkaran here says there's no connection between pollution and your health. Lung cancer and other
I
things.
I said there is no conclusive proof in bursting crackers
and your health.
I'm not saying
are
pollution
willing,
and
how do you respond? Do you believe that? Are you willing to take a chance?
No. I think the idea is that everyone thinks in the short term, because of which we are just blind towards the long term for those short term gains, which I don't think is a good way to move. I think even if there is no conclusive evidence, which I think is rather false, because a lot of studies have shown how these chemicals affect you and how these chemicals are being emitted by the crackers. I think it's just kind of intuitive that these things are there. This is one step forward. Just because it does not 100% give you the utopia doesn't mean you don't take any measure at all. That's no bad way to go about things.
Okay, Mr. Khandelwal said that we should leave it to the people. People should themselves choose not to burst crackers. How many of you are going to burst crackers?
Certainly this Diwali, I'm not going to burn crackers. Going to his question that this we need conclusive results to prove that there is a correlation. So as a researcher, let me just tell him very clearly that not one single study anyways prove conclusively. There is 100 of studies put together and then we know. So you cannot have one single study and saying that this is causing this. So you cannot have one paper saying that we conclusively say no research paper claims that.
But you can know how you feel the morning after post Diwali once the crackers have been burst.
The pollution is harmful, the pollution level goes high, it has to be harmful.
Yes.
You don't need any other evidence for that.
Then why blame only fire crackers?
Yes. You are not blaming only fire crackers.
Why should we be banned forever? They have, this is only an interim order. There's more to come.
Yes,
I'm sure.
We would hope so. And we hope
there's
that the
more to come because it has to be a comprehensive order. Surely children like to burst crackers, right? Shouldn't children be given a chance to enjoy Diwali in burst crackers?
We children are not used to crackers. We saw our elders from our early days, 3 to 4, when we are 3 or 4 years old, that my brother is burning cracker, my father is burning crackers. That's why we get urged. It is a culture, it's passed on. And that person is saying that firecrackers are not affecting health. We in school, we study associative property, firecracker causes pollution, pollution causes health problem, A equal to B, B equal to, that's equal to A equal to C, C is
yes. Achha, sir, one minute. Jai Kishan ji, there's a very interesting point he's making. He's saying that for his generation, they don't value bursting crackers. It's for my generation and your generation. We are used to bursting crackers, so we feel like it's a huge loss. But for the youth, they're not so attached to crackers. So aapko kya lagta hai ki, is this not a good time to step away from this business then?
I'll tell you. 12 सितंबर का जो ऑर्डर है ना जी, उसको आप देखिए, उसमें उन्होंने साफ लिखा है लोकुर जी ने कि इसे फेज आउट करने के लिए टाइम चाहिए.
मैं कह रही हूँ कि आप एंटरप्रेन्योर हैं, आप बिजनेसमैन हो. जैसे कहते हैं कि जर्नलिज्म में टीवी जर्नलिस्ट का काम खत्म हो गया, आप सब वेब पे काम कर रहे हैं, राइट? तो हम आपसे भी कह सकते हैं कि देखो, ये क्रैकर्स यूथ को डिमांड नहीं है, तो फिर आप इसमें बिजनेस में क्यों हो? आप सुप्रीम कोर्ट को क्यों ब्लेम कर रहे हो, गवर्नमेंट को क्यों ब्लेम कर रहे हो? आप अपने आप स्टेप आउट कर लो. नहीं, नेक्स्ट ईयर विल यू सेल क्रैकर्स? आई जस्ट वांट टू आस्क, आई एम इंटरेस्टेड.
नो, वी जब तक हमारे पास जो गुड्स हमारे पास हैं, वो तो हमें फेज आउट करना है ना उनको. तो जो
हमारा
दिस ईयर उन्होंने 4 इयर्स के लिए बोला है, 50% 18 की दिवाली, 50% के बाद 25% 19 की दिवाली, और 12.5% 20 की दिवाली. फेज आउट हो जाएगा.
दिस मे बी अ सिली क्वेश्चन, बट एज अ बिजनेसमैन, डू यू हैव अ सोशल रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑल्सो? I know it's not fair because people have to feed their answers. Own children. I agree. I cannot expect anybody to put themselves on a pedestal when they have to feed their own children.
But
my only question is this: do we also have a social responsibility? Coming at a time when the demand from the young generation is waning,
traders
it's also smart business for you not to do this anymore.
Traders are
according to that young
traders
man.
Are discharging their social responsibility in a much more bigger way. All dharmshalas across country, all water payouts and everything, all these kind of charitable trust and all that, these are being run by the traders, not by the government.
We can pollute, we can create a product that is polluting as long as we're doing good.
See,
policy, responsibility,
I mean, you are correlating both. I'm saying that as far as the question of discharging of social responsibility is concerned, we are doing it in a much bigger landscape.
So your carbon footprint is getting balanced out.
But the point here is that at least the stocks which I am having with me, as per the guidelines of Supreme Court, I should be able to discharge those guidelines so that I may not have financial losses. And you expect me to discharge my...
Fair enough. So if the government would be willing to pay you and pick up these stocks, with the crackers.
We are okay with that.
And maybe everybody needs to use public taxpayers' money anyway. We're paying for it, whether the doctor's office or we're paying for it
through tax. Let Supreme Court directly go government.
So pass on the mic. Quick
reaction. I'm not going to burst crackers, because being a medical student, I know that the suspended particulate matter 2.5 is inhalable and it goes down to the respiratory tract, to the blood as well. And we know that this can be very harmful, and this is really harmful. There is no need of conclusive evidence. We know it's polluting. Pollution is causing my health concern. This is a genuine health crisis. This is a genuine health crisis, and this is not. We don't need any conclusive evidence from anybody, from a lawyer or a businessman, that to know that this SPM 2.5, which goes 14 to 16 times that the normal pollution level, which is 60. As sir said, that is 60 normal. It's already 300 in our country. In Delhi, it's already 300, and then it goes to 1400, 1600 after Diwali nights, and we have seen the smog.
Okay, point made. Madam, pass it on here. You let the youth.
A simple message to all: if you destroy the nature, nature will destroy you. Simple.
Good point.
I just want to say that I don't need a conclusive proof that Diwali crackers just does affect me, because the next morning after I wake up in the morning, and I feel irritation in my eyes. I can't breathe properly. I can't go outside. So I don't need a conclusive proof by any agency.
Okay, what I find very strange is the fact that last year we also did shows like this. Last year also we had audiences saying, this is terrible, I'm not going to burst crackers. Yet on Diwali night, the air and the sounds were only of crackers being burst.
People speak differently on camera and differently on road.
We're not going to do it.
Sir, I don't need a proof because I'm 21 and I'm suffering from asthma.
I am at Diwali night, my situation is worse than anyone else.
Since everybody is having a problem with the word proof, it is only limited to Diwali crackers. I am saying what one time we talk about science says crackers are causing this ill effect. If you are saying science, then don't say my intuition tells me this. If you are science, then bring me the scientific proof and then you do it. Here half of the people are saying my intuition tells me this, my feelings tell me this.
There is no such proof to that.
How are you having intuition and science in the same
debate? There already is scientific proof from this, not just by universities abroad, but also through by Indian professors in Indian settings using Indian data. So there already is evidence linking specifically air pollution to firecrackers.
Evidence and conclusive proof are different things.
I
think it's how you choose to read it. I think if you choose to educate yourself on this issue, there is enough material out there to prove that firecrackers cause harm.
As I said,
last two audience points and then we're going to move on.
Contesting something that Mr. Khandelwal said about a person will go to outside of Delhi to buy crackers and then come back to Delhi and burst it. Even then, there is a marginal benefit that is coming out of it, right? There is a marginal benefit of people who cannot necessarily access the shops that are placed outside of Delhi and go ahead and then like get these crackers to Delhi and then burst them. So this marginal benefit, even if this marginal benefit exists on account of the sacrifice that these traders are necessarily making, then I think that it is worth making this making the sacrifice because of this benefit.
Okay, there are pros and cons. Mr. Khandelwal, you can also go out of the state and sell the stock,
exactly.
Right?
Yes,
no?
Exactly.
The Supreme Court has
not permitted possible.
That.
As a dealer.
Not possible?
You can hurt Lucknow.
As a dealer. Dekhi, maine 12 ko inhone khola. 12 ko hum logon ne purchasing ki. Theek hai nahi? Stock ki. GST bhi hum logon ne pay kiya. Aaj shut down hai hum logon ka. Aaj agar usme koi accident ho jata hai, kuch ho jata hai shop mein, to uski zimmedari kiski hai?
Sarkar ki.
But sir, GST
मतलब खुलने के बाद हम लोगों ने माल खरीदा है, जीएसटी पे किया है, अब हमारा शट डाउन करा दिया गया, लॉक लगवा दिए गए, अब उसमें कोई एक्सीडेंट होता है शॉप पे तो कौन जिम्मेदार है बताइए?
आप लॉफुली बिजनेस कर रहे हैं
ये बताएं।
Look, there are questions being raised about GST by many people, so you're not the only ones affected. Everybody is affected one way or the other, whether it's GST, whether it's demonetization. When we talk about social responsibility, we have somebody here who's called the tree man. You actually had an accident, you were sick, and since then you've been working on the issue of planting more trees
in
the capital.
Planting trees in the hearts of people.
Planting trees in the hearts of people.
Yes. I think hum mein se har ek koi difference bana sakta hai. Hum log yahan baat kar rahe hain paryavaran ki, but mere ko ye lag raha hai itni der se jo debate chal raha hai, chahe wo pro hain chahe wo anti hain, dono tarah ki, they are all talking just paryavachan. That is not पर्यावरण. पर्यावरण होता है आपके खुद से करने से. ये वो आसपास का हैबिटेट है जिसे आपको खुद ने बनाना है. आप लोग एक तरफ एक बात कर रहे हैं कि हम लोग कैसे ये पॉल्यूशन हमारे लिए कितना हार्मफुल है और ये सब के. आप इस पॉल्यूशन को रिड्यूस करने के लिए क्या कर रहे हैं? कोई चीज होती है या नहीं होती है? कोई चीज सर, ट्री प्लांटेशन से कुछ नहीं होता. आपने अगर 100 ट्री प्लांट किए हैं, उनमें से कितने सर्वाइव कर रहे हैं? आपने उसको कितने केयर करी है?
ओके, पॉइंट दैट ही हैज रेज्ड, द डिबेट हियर इज नॉट जस्ट अबाउट फायरक्रैकर्स एंड दिवाली, आई थिंक इट्स अबाउट द एनवायरनमेंट. यस सर, लास्ट वर्ड टू यू. यू हैव द गांधीगुरम लेक इन तेलंगाना, वी हैव फिश फ्लोटिंग अप डाइंग बाय द हंड्रेड्स. You have the Velandur Lake, which is on fire. Most of the time, it's frothing. What are we doing to our environment? Do we have an overall policy? Is that a priority for our government?
I think there are three fundamental priorities in a democracy, which is education, public health, and environment. These are absolutely fundamental. Unfortunately, our government has done tremendous work in the economic sector. GST, 1, 2, 3, 4, black money, but they've not woken up to the important thing for the people. And somebody said that these will take 3 to 5 to 10 years time. We all want results this year, this October, next October. I think what the Supreme Court has done today is very important. Don't read too much. He's telling the government, please address the question of environment in a sensible manner, have a program. The problem won't go away tomorrow, but it goes away 5 years hence. It's a tremendous achievement.
Okay, we are completely out of time. We have to wind up. I just want to end with a youngster. This is Rohan. Rohan, you're here because you are asthmatic.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I was 2 years old when I was diagnosed with asthma. And before Diwali and after Diwali, I am not able to breathe properly. I take nebulizer to help myself in breathing. And
what would you say to everybody who's here today?
we should stay safe and we shouldn't burn crackers because it is difficult for asthmatic people to breathe and it burns our eyes.
Okay, well, this is the voice of a youngster. He's personally affected. He knows Diwali doesn't bring him joy as it does to the rest of us. We're completely out of time. I want to leave by just saying we hope you have a happy and a healthy Diwali and you have a choice. You can either spread light and good wishes or you can spread noise and pollution. As someone who's always dealing with a bad throat on this show, and we hope this debate helps you make that decision easier. Thank you for joining us. Good night. Happy Diwali. Thank you.